Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? A little village of about 100 folks. We have just come out of the season of Advent, and we have reflected on the stories of Elizabeth and Zechariah and of their son John the Baptist and his preaching ministry at the River Jordan. But Nazareth, like Bethlehem, is a place so small, so minute, you would think nothing of it at all. Nothing. Just part of a backwater region, nothing more. Yet it is here, that Gabriel announces to Mary that she would bear God's son. It is here that Mary says yes to God. And it is here that the greatest news of all begins. A small place out of the public eye. This Christmas season we rejoice because a son is given to us. The greatest gift of all, the gift of all gifts, Jesus Christ. But when we think about this gift, we don't think about the fact that Jesus was adopted by a noble man named Joseph. Indeed, Joseph is oftentimes overlooked, but his part in the story of salvation history is absolutely incredible. While we all should marvel at Mary's unique role, we should be amazed too at Joseph's. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? The good that does come out of this little village is not just Mary's annunciation or the incarnation of Christ in her womb, but also a man who adopted the Son of God as his own son too. This is yet another part of the mystery of the incarnation, seldom explored by preachers or scholars or the commentaries. But the story of Christmas is very much an adoption story. It very much is. And although it is frequently overlooked, yet here it is on Christmas morning. Jesus was adopted, raised by a man who could have quietly divorced his mother, or who could have stoned her to death. Raised by a man, such a hard-working man, who more than likely was more of a mason than a carpenter due to the region of Galilee. But when people speak about adoption, they talk about the double helix of nature and nurture. Nature and nurture. Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. In other words, he's got two natures. The Holy Spirit overshadowed the virgin's womb and she became pregnant. But what of the nurture? What of it? We cannot downplay Joseph's role here. How much of what Jesus said in his ministry was influenced by the nurture of Joseph? Think about all the landscaping imagery in Jesus' teachings. Think about all the building imagery in his teachings. As the capital of Galilee was only about 4 miles away from Nazareth, how often did Joseph take Jesus with him for work or to go buy goods? And as they walked along the road, would they not speak of God's creation, of the trees, of the mountains, of the skies, the rivers, and the seas? And as Jesus became older, would he not have helped his dad with the work? The Rock of Ages, working with rocks in his hand. How marvelous! How much of Joseph was apparent in Jesus' life and ministry? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? The story of Christmas is very much an adoption story. There's obviously more to this theme than just Joseph adopting the Son of God as his own, although that's pretty incredible. But we too must be adopted. We too must be adopted, and we are adopted by this one who came to our world in such mean, humble estate, the rock of ages, born upon the bedrock of a cave and laid in a feeding trough. He is the one and only way to the Father and to the Father's house. So we see once again that adoption is at the very heart of the gospel. For in Christ, you and I have been chosen. And because Christ is the chosen one. And anyone who is not in Christ is not chosen. For to be adopted is to be chosen. We see this in God's perspective in the prophets with Israel. And we see this in Romans, Paul's famous epistle with the church. But we shouldn't go around calling ourselves the adopted children of God, but rather the children of God by adoption. The children of God by adoption. Adoption is simply the means by which we find ourselves in the family and the household of God. And we find ourselves to be precisely in this family because the second person of the Trinity took on human flesh and came as one of us, born to die and rise again for our sake. And you know, adoption is costly. It really is. It takes time, it takes commitment, sacrifice, waiting, money, heartache, and a whole lot more. Our own adoption was quite costly. So very, very costly. It cost the Messiah, the chosen one, his life. Being nailed to a tree for you and for me and for the life of the world. This Christmas season, as we celebrate the coming of the Christ child into our world, we cannot ignore that he comes into a family and is adopted by a father. This Christmas season, we cannot ignore that only through Jesus, who is both fully God and fully man, we come into the family and household of God. And by the Spirit, we call God Abba, Father. And your adoption story, my adoption story, goes back to a place that would appear so insignificant to countless people. Somewhere really off the map. A place where the Savior's birth was announced by Gabriel to Mary. A place where an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream saying, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you, Joseph, are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Absolutely yes. Our adoption story. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that through your Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, you have brought us into your family and household. Quicken us once more and refresh us by your Holy Spirit, that we may go forth into the world in love and peace, to faithfully serve and to bring you glory. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.